In October 2011, an exercise at the University of California at Berkeley saw joint training between American police forces and the Yamam, described by award-winning journalist Max Blumenthal as an Israeli border police unit that claims to specialize in counter-terror operations, but is better known for its extrajudicial assassinations of Palestinian militant leaders and long record of repressions and abuses in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. A month after these exercises, codenamed Urban Shield, the Alameda County Sheriff's Department was involved in a confrontation with the Occupy movement in downtown Oakland, in which demonstrators were attacked with tear gas and rubber bullets, which left an Iraq War veteran in critical condition and dozens injured. Blumenthal wrote in the internet edition of the Arab newspaper Al-Akbar that since 9/11 there has been an Israelification of U.S. police forces, a circumstance not mentioned in the major media, having been schooled in Israeli tactics perfected during a 63-year experience of controlling, dispossessing, and occupying an indigenous population. Local police forces have adapted them to monitor Muslim and immigrant neighborhoods in U.S. cities, he noted. Meanwhile, former Israeli military officers have been hired to spearhead security operations at American airports and suburban shopping malls, leading to a wave of disturbing incidents of racial profiling, intimidation, and FBI interrogations of innocent, unsuspecting people. The New York Police Department's disclosure that it deployed counter-terror measures against Occupy protesters encamped in downtown Manhattan's Zuccotti Park is just the latest example of the so-called war on terror creeping into everyday life. Revelations like these have raised serious questions about the extent to which Israeli-inspired tactics are being used. Blumenthal said this intertwining of Israeli and American police forces has been documented through occasional news reports, but these reports typically highlight Israel's national security prowess without examining the problematic nature of working with a country accused of grave human rights abuses. One example is the Georgia International Law Enforcement Exchange, GILE, a police exchange program in which high-ranking Georgia police officers travel to Israel to learn counterterrorism tactics from the national police. Conversely, Israeli police officials travel to Atlanta every 2 years to learn Georgia's drug enforcement tactics, reported the San Francisco Bay View in 2011. Through GILE, the Israeli police adopt these tactics and employ them on Palestinian citizens of Israel and Palestinians residing in the occupied West Bank. While GILE has relationships with several international police agencies, its relationship with the Israeli police is the most intimate and most troubling. Israel is one of the most brazen violators of human rights and international law in the world. At a time when American police are being criticized for overzealousness and aggressiveness, it is troubling for many to learn that they are receiving training from a nation that is being investigated by the International Criminal Court, ICC, for war crimes against Palestinians.